Hello and welcome everybody. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Convent Soup Cabaret.
Yes.
And we just wanted to say a massive, huge welcome and thank you. Thank you for joining us here today. We have a very special guest for you who has come from us from the Warrior Women group on Facebook. She is an amazing speaker. She is an amazing friend of the Convent Soup Cabaret community. And her name is
Geneva Livingston.
Aw, thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're so looking forward to this. We've been talking about it all week.
Nice.
Yeah, so excited.
So excited.
So excited.
So we'd love to start things off by just kind of getting to know you and getting to kind of like talk a little bit about what you've been doing and sort of what your mission is. So could you tell everybody today who you are and what is your mission?
Okay. Yes, my name is Geneva Livingstone, but I am the Empowered Warrior Woman Coach. And what I do is I want to inspire, I want to empower, and I want to ignite that fire about who we are for ourselves, towards ourselves. And the whole point of the Me First Revolution is when people put themselves here first, they're able to do everything else that they need to do down here.
Right.
Because too often we're coming always from the bottom, trying to get to the top, and all the pressure of you getting there hits hard.
Right.
Right. But if you're full Ryan, you're full Heather, think about what you're able to do and the position that you come from to do it. You're absolutely able to lavish people. You're able to give your best instead of being irritable, miserable, while you feel, this person's using me. This person's taking this from me. Blah, 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 blah. Right?
Right.
That's where that comes from.
Where do you like to start from? Like, where's the position that you like to start from? We always sort of say with CTC that we like to start from a place where we're strong, because we always say, you know, foundation is the most important thing. What's your place of like, how do you get people to start from a place of like strength and come from that?
Most people are not coming from that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? They are not there.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is I naturally attract people that want that.
Right.
So the first place we start with is you're in the right place. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. And I'm not a subscriber to this. I'm broken. Because, you know, none of us are broken. We're all on a journey and we're all who we are. We are, as I've come to discover this week, I'm an onion. When I think I've got it, you peel back another layer and there I am again.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. So for most of your community or most of your clients, are they coming from like an outer layer of their onion? Are they kind of coming from how they just show up in the world physically, where do they start, or do they have a little bit more depth and know that they need your services, or how do they find you, how do they come to you?
They will literally see this. It's so funny. I was just drawn. I love your smile. I love your energy. I love. And I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, because I have a song that plays for my life. Right. And it's the Smurf song.
Oh, I love that.
Right? I am perpetually that Smurf. I'm perpetually happy. I'm perpetually doing whatever it is I'm doing.
Right.
And I just find that people just come because they like that vibe. And they're always like, I wish I could have some of that. You know, can you infuse some of that with me? And that's usually how things start. All by itself, you know, very organically and very authentic.
So how did you get that? How did you find that?
I was born this way.
You're just, yeah.
You were born.
It sounds cheeky, right? But the truth is, my mom said I came out of her belly happy. Now, have I ever lost that? Yes. Sure. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Especially when people are so used to you being negative. People are so used to having people around them that are tearing them apart. And then here comes the happy unicorn, right? And she's like, la, 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 you know? And I worked in a place, I'm not kidding you. I worked in a place where somebody was like, you know, not everybody has your happy life. And I felt bad.
Right.
The nurturer in me felt terrible. So I started to pull back. You know, because I thought, well, am I being mean to people because I'm always like, good morning, how are you? Am I rubbing wounds and am I being unfair? You know, so pulling back created the worst of who I've ever been.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you never think that. You think all I did was just like dial down the joy.
Right.
But you can never do that to yourself.
No. How did you sort of like, when you realized that you'd like dialed down your joy and you kind of like, you got into that space where you're like, I'm no longer comfortable being me. How did you then sort of say, right, well, I've got to embrace my joy and step into that?
It was a long process because I didn't even know what had happened. That's just the thing. Right? It's just the first little dial, the second little dial. And then all of a sudden I'm a complaining person. And I'm like, whoa, 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 who's that girl? I don't complain normally. So you see all this negativity that started coming up and I realized I didn't like me.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and then even in the process of becoming a coach and learning mindset, and I took confidence just, you know, because people feel comfortable when you have certifications. Yeah. So as I started to go through that, these little mini breakthroughs started to happen, right? And then I'm having conversations with my mom, my hair, this beautiful mane of hair all of a sudden was thinning out. And I was like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And my hairdresser's like, girl, what's up?
What have you done?
What happened?
My mom's like, you're stressed out.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a stress space.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? I don't like my job. Like, what's going on? And I really took some soul searching to figure out that being happy was my thing. Yeah.
So we, in confidence recovery, we talk about, you know, your personal life, your work life and your stage life. Mm-hmm. And obviously coaching is your stage and your community is your stage. So was it, would you say that it was more about kind of finding your way back from a space of, you know, being happy in your work? Or was it more about being happy in you and your personal mm-hmm. life? Or where did you start from?
It would have just been me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I don't really have is a persona here, here, and here. Right. I am me all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and some people are quite different in their work life, and then they come home and they're different in their personal life, yeah. Or they have a different persona in their stage, and it's, you know, I'm really doing so well in my stage, and you know, it can appear this way, and then, but then you know that there's kind of fraying going on in other areas of their life, and what you're saying is what you see is what you get.
Exactly, and that is exactly what I was talking about. That part in the darkness, right? Learning freedom. Because when you're free inside of you, you're free in all other aspects.
Right.
Just having your work persona or your stage persona, that isn't who you are. It is only an aspect of what you personally have built. But when you are you, you are still you on the stage, but you're giving out the side you choose to give. That's the freedom. Instead of, I have to step into this. Now I got to step into this, but who am I?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
So when you're coaching, do you go back to that, engaging people with who they are?
It's only about who they are. I am all about you. I get right selfish about you.
So we've talked in the past about something I thought was really, really interesting. The idea of people making friends with their fear. Now, I know that you've talked about this a couple of times. Could you elaborate on that? Because it's such a fascinating concept.
Ooh. Sure. Normally, if we have a situation that has happened to us, mm-hmm. we embrace the pain, we embrace the hurt and all of those things.
Right.
So that begins to become the needle point for us. Mm-hmm. And then when other things begin to happen, we go back into that comfortable spot. Okay. So you can embrace your fear and enjoy it because you get used to it. You're in bed with it. It's my friend. I don't want to let it go. I'm comfortable with the pain.
Yeah.
You know, and also I just heard this wonderful thing from somebody that had enjoyed Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. And he talks about being addicted to the sadness.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that takes that loving your fear to a really deeper level.
Yeah.
Because you get that cool release in the brain of, oh, I don't know if I can be happy because that feels so strange to me. But yeah, this feels good. Okay, yeah, that release, I'm there. That addiction, okay, I'm there. I'm hurt. Yeah, this is me. This is me. I'm pain and I embrace that. I'm good. I'm good with it, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I guess you get to that point where that's what you know, so that's yes. the comfort zone. Mm. And yes. the danger of that is that then your comfort zone is shrinking you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because every time you've talked about personal and you know and your own kind of experience, you kind of physically get smaller.
Yeah.
And it's so true because it that's exactly what happens. All that pressure comes in and you reduce.
Yeah. So where do you start when you've assessed the idea that, you know, that you've kind of become, you've kind of almost entered in this weird relationship with pain and with like personal trauma and stuff? How do you go about sort of extracting yourself from that? How do you sort of say, get out of the house? I'm not doing this anymore. You know,
I don't want you to do that.
Right.
What I want you to do, and I mean, if you're sitting with me, we're going to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing fluffy about me. I'm cute. I love the Smurfs. That's my song. I'm a unicorn. Mm. But when it comes to your heart and who you are as a person, I'm going in. That's a part about being that warrior.
Right.
And what I want you to do is I want you to face it. I want us to talk about how it began. It served you.
Yeah.
So I want you to love it. Like, pain comes up to protect us. That fear, it comes up to protect us. Mm-hmm. And the only thing is, instead of us growing out of it, we end up wrapping ourselves up in it.
Right.
So it served you when you were 18.
Yeah.
Because you had to live a double life. But now you're 34. This is your life. You can live it however you want. Mm. That's the freedom door, and you're still living like you're 18. And I'm like, let's talk about this.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So you use the word warrior. So, and that I'm just thinking, I love that as well. But I'm just thinking, if I'm in a place of pain and that's my friend and I'm comfortable, warrior sounds hugely different. Mm. You know, that's a major leap. So what made you choose the word warrior? What's warrior about for you?
The warrior is me. And it's really funny because I'm so glad you said that. I was talking to somebody and I was trying to figure out stuff again. I'm like, my poor people, like, am I scaring them to life? Or like, what am I doing to them? And she was like, well, warrior is very, like, it's big. So how about you be the warrior
and we
can be strong?
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, I think most people would identify with strong and powerful.
Mm.
But yeah. I love Warrior. Yeah. And if I think about stepping onto the field for people, mm-hmm. that's the Warrior who comes in for you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Right? So where you haven't had support, where you haven't had your backup, that's over. That's over. Because I'm here. Let's do this.
Oh. Fully. I love that. That's awesome.
So does it ever kind of intimidate people to think, but somebody's going to step up for me, and eventually I'm going to step up for myself mm. through going through coaching with you. Does it ever intimidate people to think, but I'm kind of okay being small? Mm. Do you get that pushback from the, this is my friend and I'm here and I'm yeah. comfortable and I'm all swaddled and I'm safe in my fear, and you're the warrior and I like that, but it's a very scary thing. Do you get pushback from that?
Yes. So we walk around and we begin to show them places where they've been successful, mm-hmm. places where they've had confidence. And I layer that in because it's them.
Right.
Nobody has to be me.
Right.
I don't want anybody being me. I want you to be who you are. I want you to hit the ground with who you are.
Yeah.
And how you grow into that.
Right.
So I won't take a baby from a new mom, throw them down the hospital corridor and tell them to run. Like, we just don't do that.
Don't do that. I'm going to make a note. Yeah.
Please make a note. All doctors, do not throw newborn babies down the hallway and yell, run behind them. We just don't do that.
I believe in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Quite a scary thing. So how do you? Do people come to you when they're ready for that, or how does that kind of?
I am. I'm your 1 minute to 12.
Right. Okay.
Right. You know when you call in. Okay. When you call in the Navy SEALs, right?
Yeah.
The Black Ops. It's because it's destitute situations. They're the only ones that can fix it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm the only one that can fix you. That's not what that's about. But where it comes from is when you're coming to me, it's because you're ready. Mm-hmm. Because Heather, honestly, if you are afraid, if you're feeling polarized by me, I can't help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't need to convince you of that.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Ryan, on the other hand, he's like, I'm ready now. Geneva, you make space in your schedule for me. That's the difference.
Yes. And you heard it here. Ryan said he needs help.
He's like, yes, come and just hang out with me.
Come on. Yes. We're in lockdown. We'll figure it out.
Exactly. No problem. I'll fly in. But that's the difference, right? You literally pull in to you when you're supposed to. I really, really believe in that.
Yeah.
We've talked about this a couple of times before, us three. We've talked about kind of like how you kind of bring yourself into alignment so you can achieve your goals, and how important that is to your development and to you as a coach as well. So could you talk a little bit about that? I love what you said. Full disclosure, everybody, we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And we were discussing this the other week, and I just thought it was really interesting how you kind of were talking about how you bring everything into alignment and get people to kind of, you know, realize where they are, how they, you know, all of these things. So could you talk a little bit about that? Because I think the process is brilliant.
Okay. So when we're talking about alignment, mm-hmm. I think that word is something that frightens people. Right. Especially if you like you're a Christian, you have a religious background. The idea of alignment sounds wooey.
Right, yeah.
And all it means is that everything comes together on the inside.
Right.
It feels right. Mm-hmm. So when people are saying, oh, there's this battle, but you got to go through this battle and you got to fight to get where you got to go, they're out of alignment.
Right.
You know, their moral compass is clearly at fight with their thought process or their actions and what they're doing. But the moment that you step into the middle space and it begins to feel good in here, you're like, all right, it's time for the next step.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for the next thing. Right. And again, inch by inch, you take the field.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Inch by inch, we gather all of this stuff and we say goodbye to the things that you don't need anymore because you've grown past them. We say yes to the new things, you know, and then we keep it coming and we keep it coming and we keep it coming. Yeah. And as Heather said, it's that layer by layer process to productivity.
Yeah.
But it's just internal.
Right.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many people don't even realize that they're out of alignment.
Yeah, yeah. And it's because alignment is a big yoga spiritual word. And if you're not a part of that world, then that word falls on deaf ears.
Yeah.
And yet other people would say it's their intuition. It's their inner voice. Mm-hmm. It's their inner knowing or religious. It's the Holy Spirit. God's talking to me. Higher power is talking to me. So depending on where you're coming from, it's the exact same thing, just a different face.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So I've had times when I have been successful in my work.
Yep.
I've had times when I've been successful as, you know, a mother. I've had times when I've had all of these roles and they're all working.
Okay.
Right? And I can appear like I'm doing very well. Mm. And that kind of feels okay because it's safe again.
Yeah.
So it's very hard when you're like if it ain't broke, don't fix it is the expression. So it can be very hard to want to go, okay, but I don't truly feel that alignment. Like I'm doing well. Like, and everybody on the outside would say I'm doing well and I feel okay about it, but I know that there's something there and that can be very hard to disturb it.
Mm.
Because it's then I'm breaking the status quo there.
So what's your question?
So I knew you were going to ask me. and I think that the thing for us can be sometimes about why would I do that? Why would I go through that difficult process when I'm kind of doing okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why would I hang on to that? Because it's
you really think you're doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would
you really think you're doing okay? Let's be honest, right? You've got all the balls going and it's serving you for whatever reason right now. Everybody else is telling you you're doing okay. But inside, obviously you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can pretend to keep these balls going because everybody else has told you great, but is your life about everybody else or is it about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's what brought me to cabaret because I was doing well. I had two businesses. Everything was good. I had everything under control. I had all the plates spinning. It was working. I didn't want to break that.
Yeah.
And then I woke up one day and went, I need to do burlesque. I don't even know what that is, but I know I need to do that.
Right.
And then that's what brought me to that. And it can be very hard to disrupt that.
But why did it have to disrupt everything? When you were coming into your space, why did it have to disrupt that?
Because it's kind of like a big pile of leaves. It's kind of like what's underneath them. Or we can just leave the pile of leaves.
Right. So you weren't living authentically to begin with.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's what it was. I love self-actualization.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you have everything that you need and it's all working out okay, then, you know, why rustle the leaves?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why look at what's underneath that? There might be stuff living under there that you don't want to know that much about.
Right.
And I think your point about, you know, but is that authentic is, I mean, that's what took me to cabaret. And, you know, I've told the story lots of times about, I just wanted to cry the first time I did it and nobody believed I came back, you know, because it is that disturbing that, mm-hmm. that kind of comfort zone.
And it's so funny because I know we call it disturbing, right? But I want to call it growth. Right. There was always a you.
Yeah.
But you didn't be you. You were everybody else's version of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the danger. So when people are telling me, but everything is working out, but you're having a conversation with me now.
Yeah.
So if you're here, that means that there's something inside of you that's off. And we just need to recalibrate your life.
Yeah. Recalibration is nice.
That is very true.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So with lockdown doing what it's doing on a global scale, I think people have come into this kind of really unique position in that they've been kind of like, okay, the stuff that I didn't see before or was able to kind of just do that and just not have to look at it, all that stuff that was like buried or stuff we just didn't want to deal with is now so very present. Mm. And there's a lot of people who are like, oh God, I mean, me, you know, the beginning of the pandemic, the initial stages of the pandemic, there was a point where I went from being, you know, I was dis and I had just come off, you know, it was only a couple of months prior that I'd been touring in the States and then I'd been touring in Germany and, you know, I'd been working. And, you know, I knew who dis was. I knew who dis was completely.
Yeah.
Then the pandemic hit and all that stuff that I hadn't been dealing with that was going on started to bubble up. And that was the point of like, and that's when I had, you know, I had a full breakdown and I was like, oh my God, okay, that's it. And, you know, done. And it's taken me a whole time to kind of get myself back up and, you know, start to work and to do things again. And what do you think, what would you say to someone who's just seeing those things for the first time, you know, seeing those little disturbances that they've been kind of trying, they may not have seen it for the first time, but they're now acknowledging it for the first time. What might you say to somebody who's in that position, who's like, what is this? And what do I do?
I say, yay! I'm so excited because I love growth.
Right.
If you said that to us 6 months ago when we were congratulating each other for, yay, you got out of bed. Yeah. we wouldn't have coped.
Yeah.
But you're right, in hindsight now, that was growth.
Yeah, it was growth.
Yeah. And I would have congratulated you guys on getting up out of bed too.
Right.
You really would have, right? Because again, inch by inch.
Yeah.
Like I cannot stress that anymore. When you've got those plates spinning and those plates are not who you are.
Yeah.
I'm expecting some stuff to come up. Yeah. I really am.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the difference is you're not alone in handling your stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, this is a great thing. We get to deal with this. This is awesome. Because now you're a phoenix. It can't get any worse.
Right.
Right? Now you are far more powerful today. As soon as all this is over, DISC is going to be like, what? Right? Because now you're coming from a larger place. You're coming from a place that's like, listen, I know who I am. This is only an aspect. And you will pour far more into that role than you did before, because you created the role for yourself, so you didn't have to face yourself.